Okay, Rod, go ahead. And I'm sure you probably get an announcement too for this week. With NAKPR on standby.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I got in here late. I was on the phone with my brother, and I said, yeah, I got a net at 7, and he says, well, it's 7:05. I said, oh, shoot. So I said, well, I'll call you back or call you in a couple of days, and I headed downstairs here to the shack. Kind of lost track of time there. Wife is doing okay. She had her surgery there last week. Been kind of up and down days. Some days were okay, and other days had a lot more pain, so today she's back laying in bed at the moment. She's just getting tired of sitting in the chair. So you get tired of laying down all the time or tired of sitting, you know, kind of reclined in the chair. So she's going to change position. But she did make it up. Today we had to go up to Omer and pick up a glider. We bought from the Amish furniture store up there. We bought a glider to go out at my daughter's house, and I needed to go pick that up today. So we propped her up in the back seat with some pillows so that she could kind of lay back there, and got pillows underneath her leg and her cold pack, and wrapped her leg up, and she rode the hour up, and we got it loaded up and rode the back home. But en route back, she says, I don't care, we're stopping at the Turkey Roost for lunch. So that's what we did. She made it through that, and we got her back out to the car, propped back up, her cold pack on her leg, and made it home. So that was a long day for her. A couple hours in the car there was a little much for her. But she was bound and determined she was going to go. For me, yesterday we had the auction. Let me break. We had the Savara auction yesterday out at the airport. It didn't have a real good turnout. We had quite a few items for sale. And pictures got posted up. I think there was only 8 or 9 of us was about that came. But we did sell all of the items. All of the items went home to a new owner from where they originated. So that's a good thing. So I got rid of a few radios and that I had around the house that were collecting dust. So that was done. But I brought home some things, items, and one of the items went to my grandkids. Another item went to my daughter and son-in-law, and I kept one for my wife and I, and so that was good. And then after that, we did a project build, but unfortunately, I had 6 people that said they wanted to do the project build, of which only one person showed up. So Tom NADUI and I did put his project together, and got that done, but it definitely wasn't worth the time, I guess, or the effort, and all the materials that I purchased for the build itself. So I still got Dave in ADRL was going to put one together. He took a list of the parts and the information. And can't think of who it was from Midland that was down. He bought 2 of the kits, took all the parts home to build at home. So I put the 2 of the kits together, and then he headed home, and then so Tom and I built the kit there. So I still have 7 more project boxes and the rest of the items to put together. So I guess if somebody wants one as far as that, to let me know if they want to build it at home, and I will put the kit together, put it in the box and bags or whatever, and they can build, watch the video, and put the kit together at home itself. So that was about it for the weekend. So it's back to work. Next time around, I'll talk about what's going on this coming Thursday. KC-YVF, back to net.
Thank you, Aaron. NAKPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up. KCBOA.
Well, good evening, everyone. I was home this weekend, so my wife had her 50th high school reunion at the something tree in Bay City. She went to Bay City All Saints. Double Tree, I think it's called. Whatever. But so we didn't go up north. We didn't go do any camping this weekend. She had to do that. And And Saturday morning, I went to the River of Tyne and looked up Rob. I had to find him. And I found him. And but, you know, like he said, he couldn't run none of the motors, but he did for me. Thank you, Ron. I mean, Rob, I appreciate it. He started one up, let it run for a couple minutes, and then he had to shut her down. But thanks for doing that. I always, the motors fascinate me. They're so, the simplicity on them is just crazy. But they are cantankerous. And other than that, not a whole lot going on. We got a little rain here. I could use a heck of a lot more, but I'll take what I can get. Planted a bunch of new grass seed in the areas. I had my driveway redone, so both sides of the driveway are just all tore up. So I got them all smoothed out, planted grass seed, and, well, now I just need some rain. It's a lot of seed to water, but I'll do it if I have to. But that's it for this round. Back to Nat. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. We'll go to KEAPCQ and see if Dave's there.